Last night, more than two dozen New Haven residents gathered at First and Summerfield United Methodist Church to light a so-called sanctuary tree. That's a Christmas tree honoring Connecticut residents facing deportation. WSHU's Cassandra Bassler was there.
Dozens hold glowing candles on the steps of First and Summerfield to support Nelson Pinos. He's the second person to seek sanctuary in this church. Pinos and his family stand next to the 12-foot-tall tree decorated with the names of people who are fighting their immigration cases. He spoke through an interpreter.
As this Christmas, it seems like we're not going to be able to celebrate at home with my family. For us, Christmas starts today by lighting this tree.
Pinos was ordered to board a plane to his native Ecuador last month. He's been living in the church because Immigration and Customs Enforcement considers churches, schools, and hospitals sensitive locations where officials will not enter. His legal team is trying to appeal his case so that he can stay with his wife, son, and two daughters in Connecticut. Pino says the tree is a symbol.
Este árbol de esperanza.
This tree of hope. Hope not only for me and my person, but for everyone who's going through this situation.
Several community members spoke out in support of Pinos and his family and brought some holiday cheer.
Feliz Navidad, prospero año y felicidad.
Cassandra Bassler, WSHU News.